So this is another one of those gospel readings where I feel like, you know, praise to you, O Christ, is not my first response. This one is more like the gospel of the Lord. Wait, what? I'm having a wait, what reaction to this reading today? And it comes from the dissonance I feel over Jesus' words saying, no, these people are not dying because of these events that happened, because they were more sinful than anybody else. By the way, Marty loves this lesson because he says this is the most authentic sounding conversation in all of Scripture, because it's just people are bringing current events to Jesus and saying, well, what about this? I mean, you can just see these people having this conversation about this stuff that's going on and is making its way through the news channels, you know? And it's real events, and people are trying to understand why this stuff happens. I know how that goes. Now, Jesus is really clear here. Do you think these bad things are happening to people because they are worse than anybody else? No. Bad stuff doesn't happen to people because they are more sinful than someone else. I get that. But then he turns around and says, but if you don't repent, you're going to die just like that. And that's my wait, what? Moment. Because that just seems to contradict what he just said. And I will confess to you that I cannot completely unravel that particular knot. But here's what I do know, both about what Jesus is trying to communicate and what Luke is really emphasizing in this gospel. You know, we've been talking about this for quite a bit. When Luke writes this account of the life of Jesus, he is emphasizing over and over and over that the reign of God breaks into our world. And when the reign of God breaks into our world, it turns things upside down. It changes things. So this is a very important theme for Luke, is the inbreaking of the reign of God into the world that we spend our days in. And Jesus is very clear about the call to repentance being part of that inbreaking. That the call to repentance sort of creates the space and marks the inbreaking of the reign of God. And Luke is emphasizing again and again and again in his gospel the importance of repentance. And that's cool. That's good. And it's Lent, so we talk about repentance a lot. But it's still confusing sometimes. Because what does repentance really mean? Now, on one hand, we talk a lot about repentance. I mean, duh, it means being sorry for your sins, right? I'm sorry for what I did. I wish I hadn't done what I did. I'm really sorry. And it's the prelude to, I'm really sorry, will you forgive me? That's how we often think of repentance. And it's troubling when Jesus says, if you don't repent, you will die just like they did. Because does that mean that we're going to experience tragedy if we don't repent? And how much repenting is enough repenting? I mean, when is it really enough, right? When do we know if it's sincere enough or true enough or real enough? What if we really, really, really repent and then we go back and do the same old stuff we've been doing again? Are we deserving of tragedy in our lives? No, I do not believe that is what this gospel reading is about. See, here's what I think Jesus is getting at. Repentance is not just the matter of saying that you're sorry for the stuff that you did where you know you messed up. I mean, that's important. Accountability, I'm a fan, because it helps us, right? But I don't think that's what Luke is talking about when he's talking about repentance. I don't think it's all of what Jesus is talking about when he talks about repentance. Those of you who've been part of the Lutheran tradition for a while may have heard that definition of repentance meaning to turn, right? To turn toward God, to reorient your vision toward God is a way of understanding repentance. It's not just being sorry, but it is returning and focusing toward God. And there is another layer of it, I think, because when we are hearing about the inbreaking of the reign of God, that means understanding that the reign of God comes into our world and it lands right in front of us. The reign of God lands right in front of us. And so when we look at the world, we are seeing it through the reign of God. We are seeing the world through the reign of God. And that means we are seeing the world through this context that acknowledges the brokenness in the world and also loves the world deeply. That's what it means, I think. Repentance is looking at the world through this lens of the reign of God that is marked with a call for righteousness and a ridiculous amount of love. That means that when you look at your neighbor, you look at them through this lens of a call for righteousness, because that's our wholeness, right? Unrighteousness tears us down. Sin tears us down. It breaks us down. It breaks our neighbor down. It effaces, it mars the image of God in every single human that walks the face of the earth. Sin breaks us down, but the reign of God calls for the righteousness that restores and heals us as individuals and as communities. So when you look at your neighbor in repentance, then you see your neighbor in the context of that call for righteousness and incredible deep love. Ridiculous, unfounded maybe, and infinite love. Because see, that's how God looks at the world. When God looks at us, God sees the truth. Right? God knows exactly who we are. I had a conversation with some parishioners this week about this struggle of how we see ourselves, right? Because part of our problem is that sometimes we see ourselves as a little bit better than we really are. We don't always acknowledge the ways that we are petty or uncaring or apathetic or downright, you know, bitter or angry. Sometimes we do not acknowledge our own sin. And we have this tendency sometimes to think a little bit better of ourselves than maybe we ought. Sometimes that's an issue. But sometimes we have the opposite struggle. Sometimes we don't think as much of ourselves as we ought. Because the cure for too much kind of narcissistic self-love, you know, the cure for arrogance is not self-hatred. And looking at ourselves and thinking too little of ourselves is just as wrong as thinking too much of ourselves. Because we are beloved of God. When God looks at us, God sees the truth, absolutely the truth of who we are. God sees every bit of our brokenness and sin, and there is nothing we can hide or bury or cover over. God knows exactly who we are. And God also sees the child of God who is beloved. God also sees one whom God loves so deeply. And that reality, that truth, and that love, that is the lens that is the reign of God breaking into our world. So when we look at one another, we look at one another through the lens of God that acknowledges honestly who we are with all of our faults and all of our beauty, and acknowledges 100% that every single person you look at is infinitely beloved of God. Your neighbor. Is beloved of God and a flawed human being with incredible gift. Your enemy is a flawed human being with incredible gifts, infinitely beloved of God. The stranger that you don't even know is a flawed human being with incredible gifts and infinitely beloved of God. And our role in this world is to walk through this world within the reign of God, living that truth everywhere we go with everyone we meet. And by living that truth, we call forth the righteousness of God, the love and the mercy and the justice and the rightness of God that builds up the image of God in each one of us and reveals even more the reign of God. These are the good fruits that God is looking for. They come naturally from walking in the reign of God and looking at one another through the eyes of a God who knows our truth and who loves us. This is repentance. And it is easy to walk off of that path. It is so easy to return to either, well, at least I'm not doing what they're doing, or the opposite sin, I'm worth nothing. There's no point in even trying. I have nothing to give. Nobody cares. My life is pointless. That's just as much brokenness as thinking that you're better than someone else. But God calls us to an abundant life. And that abundant life is found living in that space where the reign of God breaks in. Honesty and truth, compassion, mercy, love, restoration. That's repentance. It's not a punishment. It's a gift. Thanks be to God.